the community members, but the only thing that, that's why Leo is asking to postpone it, and we agreed to that. And tonight, though, I see that it is up for consideration, but I don't know how flyers got put out if you haven't voted. So Manuel and Charlotte and everybody was here that are here from the chamber know that we have been in talks for the last 2 months. So it wasn't until Ralph had approached us and said, we're going to have this already on Thursday. So we were like, wow, you know, we've been in talks. We are trying. It's hard to get a hold of people. But hopefully you do agree with what Leo, you know, this is what the chamber would like, is that we do postpone it for a couple of days. Like we said, I did pick up the certificate of liability insurance from our part. I wasn't aware until right now that Ralph told me there's another form. And I was here at City Hall today paying my water bill. If I would have known, I would have picked that up and filled it out, you know, handed everything in. But I wasn't aware until just right now when he told me. So again, you know, it's just things that we've been trying, and we want to do things the right way. And we are here because we do want to see the farmers market, you know, succeed for our businesses. So I hope you consider that you just give us time so that we can advertise better.
Okay. Mr. Parker, do you wish to make some statements?
Yes, I would. Mayor, Vice Mayor, Council. First, let me give you a little history of the Orange Cove Farmers Market. Manuel Ferrara started the OC Certified Farmers Market at around the turn of the new century and ran it for several years up until 2008. More recently, it was restarted as the Orange Cove Farmers Artisans Market. It was sponsored by the Orange Cove Area Chamber of Commerce and co-sponsored by the City of Orange Cove and California State University Fresno. After the creation of the city's current economic development plan, it was determined that Orange Cove could use a boost in people traffic in our downtown area. In particular, more people from the surrounding area, including Squaw Valley, Dunlap, who have on the average a higher income level than our own local residents. There was also a need for activities that would bring people together in the downtown area. The reasoning was that this additional traffic would help out our local merchants and in turn help generate additional revenue for the city in the form of an increase in sales tax revenue. The farmer market project seemed to have the potential to both generate traffic as well as boost activity in the downtown area. Our city manager, Sam Escobar, got together with California State University Fresno and applied for a grant from the USDA. Orange Cove was among three cities that received funding to start a farmers market. First season was 2016. The OC Area Chamber of Commerce was asked if they would be interested in assuming the role of main sponsor of the market. The chamber agreed. The City of OC and Cal State University Fresno took on the role of supporting sponsors. In February, the Orange Cove Chamber of Commerce voted to discontinue the sponsorship of the Orange Cove Farmers Artisans Market, citing lack of revenue for the venture. I asked the city manager if the City of Orange Cove might be interested in taking the role of main sponsorship for the for the farmers market, since it was something our city could really use. He said it might, but that we should give the Chamber of Commerce every opportunity to fulfill its original agreement. When the month of May rolled around, it was clear that planning and preparation for the farmers market would be required if it was to start on Thursday of the last week of May, its original start date. I volunteered to do the preparations. The state is important to farmers in our area, since it is the time for farm produce is ripe for sale. Starting later would mean farmers would not find an outlet for their produce. May not find an outlet for their produce. In a twist of fate, last night, in an emergency session, the Orange Cove Area Chamber of Commerce voted to resume the role of main sponsorship of the farmer's market, at least for the duration of 5 weeks, or 5 markets. Unfortunately, the chamber does not have the time to request and submit all that is asked of them by tomorrow. This includes approaching the city council for permission, securing a use of facility permit, and submitting proof of insurance. It is estimated that a few more weeks will be required. Therefore, I would like to formally request that the city council approve to restart this year's season of the market with them as the main sponsor, giving time for the chamber to get their requirements in order. I would also like to volunteer to run the market until which time the chamber is ready to assume the role. Thank you very much.
Mr. Pardo, as a mayor of the city, I really appreciate you, you know, explaining to us the situation and your recommendations, and I believe that I as a mayor would be more than happy to support the chamber and you and Mr. Farrar, and to keep doing a job and whatever you need from the city. As a mayor of this city, I will support you. Council, is there any comments on that issue?
I'd just like to thank you, Ralph, and the chamber, for doing an outstanding job. Last year I visited the farmer's market, and I could see, you know, the people were very, very happy and pleased with it. And I'd like to see a continuation of it, and hope everything can get, you know, in order for it to, you know, upstart again.
Okay, so then we'll change the motion from the city to the chamber. Okay, council, can we have a motion in that respect?
And then also approve for the start date to be as presented by Ms. Perez.
What date?
June 1st,
yes.
Okay. Council, we need a motion.
I'd like to go ahead and make a motion to the council to consider the city to operate the annual farmer's market.
Chamber. We're changing it.
Yeah, chamber's
to operate the council to consider this. Oh, the chamber. The chamber to operate the annual farmer's market, volunteered by Mr. Ralph Pardo and Mr. Manuel Ferraro, and anything else?
Huh?
Do I need to add anything
start
else?
Date,
and the start date for June 1st.
Right, and in other words, we went from the city back to the chamber, and that is the motion that the vice mayor has indicated, and along with Mr. Ferraro, Mr. Pardo, being the lead people, and whoever else, the chamber, will keep doing the farmer's market for the city of Orange Cove. So we have a motion.
And I second it.
We have a second. Is there any further discussion? Is there anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, vote by Mayor Lopez, Silva, Pineda, Cervantes, and Garcia.
Thank you very much. Now I want to thank Manuel and Mr. Pardo for bringing this to our attention. Appreciate it very, very much. Okay, now we're going to go to public forum. Is there anybody in the audience that wishes to address the city council on items that are already on the agenda? Please come forward. Okay.
Well, you guys probably know my name. My name is who I am. My name is Adam Del Bosque, and I'm trying to bring something to the table or to the city for, you know, for everybody to prosper in something one way or the other. Big time where I trip out or whatever, I don't know who's against me or who's with me or whatnot, because there's a lot of money involved if it goes through, and, you know.
Excuse me, can you speak a little bit louder?
Sure. Pretty much, well, there you go. Me and my mother went to a med help because I drew something up and had an idea because of other ideas that are whatnot as well. And my idea has to do with it's a compromise of the basically of one of the utilities that you have to pay on a monthly basis. And if they don't use it pretty much, you know, someone's gonna want to use it because it's sanitary and it's green, go green all the way around, you know. And, you know, I think that I think it's brilliant in my mind, and I think it'll help everybody out from here, you know, from starting from here and then out if you want to go that route. And then I got all kinds of other ideas as well.
You know, Mr. Del Bosque, you know what I want to recommend is that I would love for you to meet with the manager and go over it so then he has more details to explain to the council and to our attorney as to how can we help you with what you're trying to introduce to the city. That way we have more information, because this is something that I think it needs more detailed information with our manager so that we as a council can know how can we work with you to help you what your needs are. Okay. If you could just set up an appointment with the manager.
I will.
And the manager will...
I've actually met with Mr. Dubolsky.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, him and I were actually classmates.
Oh, okay.
And old Little League buddies.
Okay.
So we've spoken about what he has, and what he's trying to figure out how to get a patent for a couple of designs that he has for some. He didn't wish to relinquish a lot of that information because it's proprietary to himself for the design, but he's trying to figure that process out. And I think once he has more of it designed and where, you know, there's a potential even for a working product, connect Mr. Dubolsky with Fresno State, where they have like the incubators for new technology, especially what he's talking about, that it's, you know, it's energy efficient, it'll save people money, this product design that he has. So it's just, we need to get to a point where we can go up there and show him, here's what we have, or here's maybe even plans that detail the how it works, the engineering, the chemistry, and so forth on the product. So.
Okay, great. So you could work with him with the Fresno State?
Yeah, there's the Fresno State, they have the incubators there with
the incubator.
Actually with Ismael, same people that are working with the farmers market, because they do a lot of economic development for City of Orange Cove. So
I think it'd be great if you work with this young man that's got, you know, this project that he wants to undertake, and we help him. I think it'd be great to get him connected to Fresno State and see what they would like to do and to assist us helping you.
It'd be awesome, and it would be much appreciated. You know, sorry for being a pain in the ass all these months and you know, not coming right with the right words or momentum of wanting to do right. But, you know, on the roads, excuse my language, but we put in like 3,000 into it already, me and my mother, and well, my mother pretty much. And all we need is 11,000 more and to build it, to have someone build it, and man, it's good to go, you know. And then everybody started, everybody, the whole town, you know, everybody comes up.
A great job, Estelle. You know, we as a city appreciate your talents and wanting to do something. And I will make sure that my manager works with you and connect you to Fresno State so they can review your project and see how they can help us.
Thank you.
Okay? Thank you. Thank you very much. Sir?
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor.
I'm Terrence MacArthur of the Fresno County Public Library. I am the adult programming librarian for the Blossom Trail Cluster, which includes the Orange Cove Library. And what I'm here today is to give you some information and tell you about the programs that we have going on this summer at the library.
Right.
One of the most important, especially for this community, is Lunch at the Library. This is sponsored by the Fresno Economic Opportunities Commission, California Summer Meal Coalition, Channel 30, the California Library Association, the County of Fresno, and the Fresno County Public Library. And we're doing several branches this year, including Orange Cove. Monday through Friday, starting on June 12th, from 1 to 2 p.m. Free lunches for children 1 to 18. Parents are allowed to be with them, but they're not allowed to eat the lunch because this is for the children. And then also we have our summer challenge, the reading program that we have each year. And this year, we have our Children's programs are on Tuesdays at 3:30, and our team activities are on Wednesdays at 3:30. And these are, of course, at the library. I have flyers here which give you information on all these. I can put them right here and that you can take. But we have a lot of interesting activities. We have the E&M's reptile family, so your children can handle live snakes. The Wild Child Adventures, doing bubble science. The Discovery Center from Fresno is coming out. We have Eva Bluestein, the folk singer, who will be at a lot of the branches. So we have, and these flyers also include all of the other locations that are having activities. We have highlighted the Orange Cove ones. All right? And thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful time using our library this year.
Oh, yeah, no, I love you. It. I love it. I love your library, our library. Yeah. I want to ask you now, all children can have free lunch?
From 1 to 18. We don't ask for income or anything like that. They are allowed, just anybody who comes in, for the lunches that we have.
And that one, would you say it begins on June 12th, is that?
June 12th, it will go through August 4th.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, June 12th.
Can we put that on the Blackboard Connect?
Yeah.
I think we should. We need to put the word out.
Thank you.
I think that's fantastic that, 5 days a week?
5 days a week, Monday through Friday.
Oh, that is great. That is fantastic. Thank you very much. Appreciate you very much. And we'll make sure we get the information out to our community.
Wonderful. I thank you very much.
Thank you for the service.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Anybody else in the audience?
Hello, Leticia Mendoza, and I live in the Joseph Estates. I was wondering if I can get maybe a list of where these semi-trucks are able to park. I kind of figured out they're able to park on South, going out of town, because there's several out there. But I know we just recently lost a young man, and I kind of noticed, like, why aren't they parking those diesel trucks there anymore? And then I put them together, and I thought, I came up with, I don't know if that's true or not, that I don't think they were supposed to be parked there in the first place. I realized a young man was very intoxicated, and I know it was probably his fault. But I've noticed a lot of semi-trucks in town in different places. I know I have one over on Hope Street in the Joe Cerna Estates. There's another one on Lopez Lane and between Martinez, and I think that's Casuga. I'm not sure. That street in between, there's another semi there. I've seen one on, I believe it's G Street, between
H.
Is it H? H. And there's some on where the Olive Shed used to be. I don't know, that is that railroad? I think it's railroad.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what are all the streets, but where can I get a list? And then hopefully
we have a designated locations for the trucks, you know.
Hopefully they're getting cited. And I'm not sure, I know some park like in their driveway, but I kind of figured they're still using the street. You know, that's a lot of weight. So I'm not sure.
Right.
Where would
Sam be taking care of that?
Sam, do you know the locations offhand?
It's here on Center Street here, between Railroad down to South Avenue.
I thought they changed that.
Yeah, I thought
they changed that. That's the one we took out. Sorry.
Yeah, you changed it.
We took that one out.
Let's get the sheet to tell us.
No. And then we have Railroad. So that's where we have most of the industrial areas. Most of Railroad is where you can park up.
Is that by the clinic?
By the clinic as well. So all the way down to clinic to Anchor, and then all the way down to Hills Valley Road.
Chief, can you tell us?
On South, right?
South Avenue.
Okay. South Avenue.
South Avenue?
South Avenue, the other side of by Orchard Village.
Orchard Village.
Next to Monson.
Yeah.
And then, like it says, Railroad Avenue, over north and south.
Monterey, you're north and south.
I did a...
Those are the only two areas?
Those are the only two areas.
Really? Okay, there's a lot of people breaking laws.
I did address it with our staff this afternoon. I told them there's a couple of trucks. I think it's J.C. Gutierrez, a couple of trucks that I know today.
So would we go to the police department, like to...
Because it's a traffic violation because you're not going into a...
Sam, what about the weight?
Yeah, that's, there's something that I think both for the council and for the public to at least understand that there is a weight limit for the truck. So if you have your truck, just the truck itself, not the trailer, I think it's okay to park it. I think that's what the way the ordinance reads.
Yeah, and as long as it's not loaded.
As long as it's not loaded.
So they can park it in their driveway or on the public?
Right away.
Okay, they can park it for their house.
I think that's the way the ordinance reads. So that's something we have to go back and revisit if we're going to just stop them completely from those commercial trucks to be...
Yeah, they were talking about the damage that it does to the street, like Center Street. And that was mega bucks that we spent on the street, and people were concerned about the damage that some of those heavy trucks do. You know, so then we decided to put them outside of town, South Avenue.
We changed it, the parking for the trucks, truck and trailer.
And a lot of those were with the bins and the lake stands.
Yeah, because they're putting their jack stands down, and what we were concerned about for Center Street was because of the heat, and then you'd start to,
Well, ours is a new housing development, and that's what I'm concerned about. It's a street.
Yeah, they should...
I know with time...
They shouldn't be in there though.
And there's also a bus. I don't know if that works for buses too.
It's the same thing, it's a commercial.
Lopez Lane, right there too. It's just a little street, but still they're there. And I can see somebody ramming into that.
But the parking site where you live at, the truck, what street is it on?
That's Hope.
On Hope?
Hope.
Maybe she can check that out,
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And one thing that we have to...
It's online, on the code.
Oh, is it? In the code, like 10.32 is parking, and then the truck routes are in there as well under 10. Where they can travel through town, it's also in there.
What, do you have the weights on there? Does it show the weights?
I think it does show the weights, yeah.
Well, I see trucks going all over town.
What is that after, I'm sorry?
Well, the Army Municipal Code, you can get to it on our website.
Just Google Orange Cove Municipal Code, it'll come up.
Orange Cove.
10.3.
And it's chapter 10.32, it's stopping, standing, and parking, and it refers to, as Mr. Escobar refers to, the parking of trailers or semi-trailers being prohibited, and all the rules are in there, pretty straightforward.
Well, if they were enforcing them, it's one thing having rules, but enforcing them...
But she was asking where are they located, I'll just let her know. And then 10.24040 is the truck routes. But if you go to our website or Google Orange Cove City Code, you can get those.
There's not a section that says how much they can weight being on a city street?
It says that... all vehicles with the trailer, semi-trailer, or fixture attached, except motorcycles and sidecars, shall stand or park parallel with the...
I think the new one that was done, it has it on there, for there's a weight limit too.
I keep thinking it's 18,000, but I don't...
But I did bring up Hope. In fact, today I talked about Hope Street, and also down there off of Kine, there's another one that's come out. And there's another one at H and number 12, and I brought up the officer today to take care of.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if it talks to the weight.
That's all right.
It's talking about heavy vehicles. It goes to...
Most three axle tractors are 60,000 pounds.
You know, it refers to vehicle code section 260, which talks about weight. So it refers to the vehicle code that wants a truck.
Why don't we send a notice in the water bill to all residents and hopefully inform them, educate them as to some of the ordinance that the city has as far as trucks being parked in the community. That we would appreciate them following the ordinances of the city of Orange Cove. I would like to see our chief kind of educate our community here. You know, this is a farm worker community, and we have to be, you know, careful that a lot of these farmers and farm workers, I think it's always good to communicate and educate and inform the community, because I didn't even know what streets. I do know that you stopped the ones on Center Street. I clearly remember that because there was a lot of complaints about those trucks. But I think that it's always good to inform the community, educate the community so that they all know, you know, and I think that we can do it professionally and at least diplomacy, use some diplomacy so that they don't get offended. You know, some people get offended that you know, hey, you know, we can't have our trucks. Well, you know, but there's certain things that we can do and certain things we can't do. So, Council, any questions on that issue? Okay, so then, say we can go ahead and inform the community so that we can do a better job of monitoring that.
Yeah.
Any questions, Daniel?
No, that's part of what it is.
Okay.
No,
all right. All right. Yeah, we're through with that.
Amanda Ferreira from Orange Cove. Mayor and Council, I just wanted to bring up a couple of things here that was discussed before, and I missed a couple of meetings, so maybe it was decided in those meetings I wasn't here, but what happened to the posts that were put up on the banners at Park and Center Street? Yeah, I got one more thing, okay. And then the, for all, everybody's information, the chamber office has moved again. It's over on Park and Center, 640 Park, suite number 6. And it's and we're not open all the time, working on trying to get some part-time help in there to keep it open a little bit, to get our telephone. That's, I want to thank the city for, I don't know if you know about it, but I got Phyllis to help us, because our phone is still under when the chamber was over at the police station. So, I mean, they're billing us $6,000 for one thing and more for something else. But I'll get it squared away with Phyllis's help when we get it done. So thank the city for that. And that's all. You can answer my question.
So banner posts were approved at the last council meeting. And if you probably saw either PG&E or the gas company enter today. So we're USA because they're going to be digging in that area. So
is
we
that
got
the white line
yeah,
around?
Yeah, so they, we came in to make sure we're not going to drill into utilities.
Yeah, right.
So that's good. You're going to see that those holes get dug up here pretty quick.
They're going to dig them in the street?
No, on the sidewalk.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're also going to fix that one of the trees fell on top of the basketball court and knocked the net off, so we ordered some new ones to be put so the youth can use it at the park.
New trees or what?
The tree fell. Yeah, big old tree fell during the wind that we had, and it broke it right. I hit right on top of that. But we brought it to Sam's attention, and he wanted to put a new one there already. Anybody else in the audience? Okay, the nine, then we'll go to the city manager's report.
Mayor and Council, sad to report that our softball team lost yesterday against Central Valley Christian semifinals 6-3. We also met with Division of Drinking Water, the mayor and I, and Gary Horn, our city engineer, to talk about one, our grant process that we have for our $500,000 grant that we have, and the other one is also for the potential for us to continue with our growth, and that's annexations to the city, because we do have two annexations that want to come into the city, but the State Division of Drinking Water has halted that because of the allocation that's sent to the city, and then also where we only have the one source of water, which is a Central Valley project, and so they're working with the city right now to try to identify another second source. We have a grant that the city council approved for Corral Engineers to go after some additional money for a well system, and there's new technologies that are out there now that are able to treat nitrate without the severe brine that's left after the treatment. And that's the costly part of the treated nitrate, is getting rid of the brine, which is like the salt content You have to ship it out somewhere, and I'm not even sure what they do with it. But there's a process now that's being tested and implemented that the State Division of Water is pretty happy with. And they want us to test it here in Orange Cove so that we can have a groundwater well and also, you know, remove nitrates when we need it, and then have it for backup when we need to do, when they do the maintenance of the canal during the December months, you know, when they go down for 2 months, 3 months, so that we have both pond water and then put the groundwater that we have with nitrate removal. So that's something we're continually working on. Today I was part of the interview panel for the mock interviews for the students at the Orange Cove High School. That'll be part of some youth program, and that's going to be started here pretty soon. I think it's June, I forget what day it is, I think this, the first week of June. There's a total of about 43 students at the high school that are part of the summer youth program, and they're located everywhere. They'll be at businesses, with the city. I think we're going to get, I think, 10 students, and they can work up to 200 hours so they can gain some work experience. But they did it different this year, where they actually went through a process of interviewing. They trained them for interviews and how to get a job. And so I was part of the mock interview panel today. So we have some really, really bright students that are coming out of the high school. And I can't think, I was telling junior city clerk, I can't think that I was ever that mature when I was in high school. I mean, there's some young ladies like Nancy.
Yeah.
I mean, she just blows. I mean, she's really, really talented, and she's smart. She speaks very well. So confident. She knows what she wants. And just, I mean, all the kids did really well. Saturday we have the skate event, and it's gonna be from 10:30 to about 2 or 3 o'clock. And that skate event is, if for some of you that might not remember, is the there's a gentleman who's a skater, who's I think older than I am, and he still skates, but he's always gifting skateboards to kids, and so he's found ways to fundraise for, and you know, he's putting the skateboards together, and so he's been giving 15 skateboards to 15 high school students and 15 to the junior high. And so he's gonna, they wanted to do a pretty nice event out there at the skate park. So they're gonna be doing free hot dogs, waters, I think macaroni salad and potato salad. They're gonna have a band that's gonna be playing, and they're gonna give out the skateboards. Now the skateboards are not just handed out to anybody, but you have to actually do a essay to win it. So now those winners have been selected, so Saturday will be the event. So. Tomorrow we'll have a final conference call over the logistics of that event. So the councils, they want all the council members to go if you can attend. So again, it's from like 10 o'clock to 2 or 3.
It'll be from 10 to 3?
I believe so.
Uh-huh. And the date on that was what?
Saturday, the
Saturday.
The
27th.
And then Monday we have the Memorial Day celebration here at the park, which Manuel heads.
That's a Memorial Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah.
And that's all I have.
Great. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll go to City Attorney's Report. Okay, we'll go to City Council Communications.
I have a couple of questions that I would like the City Manager to maybe answer. The first one is about the water meters, and when will they take effect? Is it, you know, from what I heard, it's supposed to be taking effect this month. And yesterday I came in to talk to Phyllis, and I noticed there was a lot of people in the front. And I told her, why is there so much people in the front? She said, because today we did 140 shutoffs. I go, well, 140 shutoffs? Why so much? You know? She goes, well, because they were already given today orders to do that. And I was like, wow, that's amazing, you know? And there were some people there that weren't too happy that were in the front, so. I was wondering, you know, like, when are we going to start the meters? Is it going to be this month, or is it going to be next year, or, I mean, you know, I mean,
is that
that's it. That's
so the water meter project is complete now, and we've had at least 3 months where all the receivers, and I say receivers, there's three receivers in the city that ping the meters, where the meters go to those receivers, and they go to the internet, and where we can retrieve the data. So now we have 3 months. We got a copy of that this last week, and I gave a copy to the mayor. And I do want to bring it to the council at this next meeting so we can discuss it, because if the council recalls, early on in the year when the report was given, we had this huge disparity of people that were over the 10,000. I mean, we only had like 40% of people under the 10. Now we are at 80%. 80% of the people, of the Orange Cove connections are under the 10,000. So we still do have some people that are over, but it's, and those now are being worked with. So that'll be discussed.
It's probably because of the winter, right?
Well, not necessarily.
Not too many people using water, because I mean, it's been raining so much.
Yeah, that's why it'll be kind of for us to kind of figure out, yeah, this month will be a good indicator of what the usage could be, because May, June, July, and August are always our hottest months, and also the highest use of water for the city. The reason why there was a lot of people here is because we're, the city, we started now going to 60 days late as well. So when, you know, 60 days is really when people will get shut off. If they're past 60 days, you get shut off. So we're now trying to go back because it is a lot of turnoffs. And so they only did 90, and then they waited the next week or whatever it was, and then they did 60. So now I'm doing all of them. Because now we're minimizing and reducing our risk of non-payment or bills escalated to a certain amount. So the only reason you won't get shut off is if you go past 60 days, you come in, you do a contract with the city. So that's what you're getting. You know, we're getting a lot of complaints, but it's just, that's the effort we have to do to make sure that we collect the money we have to for the service.
I agree because I know several years ago, we lost $250,000 of people not paying their bills. So
prior months, I think they were only doing 20 shut off a month.
Yeah, so now we're doing the 60 days, which is the residents have been getting, when you get a 60-day notice, you get a notice that you're going to be shut off. But if you don't come in by a certain date of payment, so then we got to wait for that, and then once that happens, then we go. But the problem on this last one was, it was supposed to be done last week, but the people didn't get the notices till like Wednesday. So we're not going to turn people up on Thursday because it only gets on Friday to come and pay. So I said let's wait till Monday, and we start shutting everybody off, so then it gives them all week to come in and pay. So that's what we've been doing. And yes, our staff up front, they've been dealing with a lot, because we have had a lot of disgruntled residents, and some of them have come, you know, they've come talk to me and said, well, this is the process. This is what, you know, if you want to get turned on, you got to come in and do an account, a contract with us. So that's why you've seen a lot of people here.
See, but I can't see where somebody would complain when they're 3 months behind. I mean,
you still get it there.
Yeah, but you know, but it's ridiculous for any. I would come here and say, "Hey, I'm behind 3 months. Give me a break."
Or 2 months.
You know, the thing is this. Now we're in a trial basis right now. Right now it's a flat rate.
Yeah, still.
Now the council will be looking at. We went to. I remember the prior city council went 5,000 gallons per month. Okay, we went 10,000 gallons per month. Okay, because I was concerned about the families. You have big families, you got one couple of guys by themselves, and there's a big difference, but when you got a family of 15 in a home, so we were trying to be fair, you know, and we'll be able to look, and I like what Sam gave me. It gives me a perspective as to where we're at with the general community, and see if we can, you know, make a decision, and what we're going to say, this is what we're going to be, the minimum 10,000, or if you want to go 15 or whatever, or lower it down, that's something that the city council will review and then take action on it, and that'll be the final.
Well, the 10,000 was part of our study, Mayor.
Yeah.
So if we do that, we have to go back and change our
the state already
our
approved
study,
it, right?
Yeah, through our meter project.
We can't change it.
Right. No, I'm saying that the reason we're on a trial basis to see, let's say that everybody was over 20,000, what would you do? If we, well, we didn't know. Okay, so nobody could tell me that we knew. I didn't even know that I was at what was it, like 200? I mean, I take a bath every day.
You're like at 2,800.
2,000. I was at 2,000, but hey, not bad at all. You know? And here again, you know, there's only three of us that live at home, and I'm at 2,000. But of course, I don't abuse it either to be just abusing it. You know, I want to be able to stay under 10,000, you know. But the council will be able to review the study that Sam has done for us, and then we'll take it from there so that we all know. Okay, any other questions on that issue?
And just, I think in relation to this too, is that just so the council is aware, we're also going to be sending out, and then maybe, it's not going to be the next bill, but the city is always on a mandated conservation, so you can only irrigate 3 times a week.
Okay.
We're always on, that's part of our city ordinance. and it's been because of our only source of water. Okay. So we're always on that. Whether we have 100% of water from the canal, then we can only irrigate 3 days per week.
Why don't you send the notice again?
No, we're gonna send that one now because we know it's getting right. hot, so we're gonna send it. So
because people ask me, you know, they ask me, well, what can we, you know, and I don't want to say nothing. I said check with City Hall. I tell them check with City Hall. But I think it'd be nice if you send a notice that we're still under the conservation.
Yeah, he's always under the
3 days a week.
Yeah.
People know, so they got 3 days to.
Same days, right?
The same days as it always is.
Take out their lawns, their flowers.
There's one day that you can't water. I think it's Sunday. You can't water, no irrigation.
Okay, great. Say another one?
No.
Nothing.
Okay. Okay, my report is that I did attend the meeting and I was real happy to see Mr. Murillo from the Department of Water, and he had received the reports that I was concerned about. He said he received the reports, he was very happy with it. You know, Sammy's going to be asking for hopefully a new allocation of water for the city of Orange Cove, and I think now is the time that we can start asking and see if Orange Cove, what Orange Cove has right now, how many?
1,400 acre feet with the Bureau of Reclamation.
See, that's very little water for the city of Orange Cove. And then we have 2,000 from the Lower Tule. But if there's no water, then we get nothing from the Lower Tule. We bought that entitlement when I was a mayor. I bought that from the Indians, the Lower Tule. I bought that entitlement. So be able to protect the citizens of Orange Cove.
The irony with that, Mayor, is that the contract states that that we make the Lower Tule water we made available to the city of Orange Cove when Orange Cove is dry. But the problem is when Orange Cove's dry, they're not getting water.
Well, they're dry too. But in case we grow, and when we have ample water, that water will be left to City of Orange Cove, so that we do have water to serve the community. I attended the award ceremony. Manuel was one of the presenters at the high school. That was excellent. I was really impressed with how many 4.2, 4.3, 4.6. I was very, very happy to be there. I was invited, so I attended, and it's a beautiful ceremony. The students were just outstanding. It's unbelievable. Some of these kids really have a good future. I want to thank the district for taking care of those. There was one young lady that got pretty close to $20,000. I was kind of keeping track of the young lady and one young man. They got scholarships from all over.
Nancy Reyes.
Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy.
The guy sitting right next door.
Yeah,
I think it was
George
Lopez, I think.
Yeah, he, you know, it's so great though that they get scholarships from the chamber, scholarships from the women's club. Linda Hill makes a scholarship. Her and Wally, they give a scholarship. It's beautiful.
Trujillo.
Huh?
Trujillo.
Oh, Trujillo, our former principal. You know, but it's good for the community to attend those ceremonies and really know see what's going on. You know, all those students, I mean, they were so excited and so proud, and their parents were there, and they had refreshments, cake and punch, and, yes, sir?
I'd like to say something, and I didn't mean to shut you off.
No, go ahead.
You know, to me, that's something else, man. I had tears in my eyes up there.
Yeah.
And for me to have tears in my eyes is something because I don't cry. But you know, I was proud of every individual who went up there and won some awards. You know, you go back to 2000 when we didn't have the high school.
Yeah.
Where would that kids get?
Yeah.
Nothing. Because they got secondhand from Greeley.
Right.
I'm not trying to say anything bad about Greeley, but they take care of everybody takes care of their own.
Orange Cove is
a lot to be proud of.
No,
the school district has turned the town around.
Yes.
I can remember sitting over there at what used to be CJ's.
Yes.
And look on a Saturday morning and look out across the field by the bank, and here comes 16, 18 kids with sticks and bats over their shoulders going to a fight. You know, you don't see that anymore.
No. This is what I mean. I'm just bringing it up because not everybody gets the opportunity to see what I see. And I was just there as part of the audience. But I was proud to see. And those children are from farm worker families. All right. I know a lot of those families. They're very poor farm worker families, but they have a bright future because they have an education. So I was honored to be invited by the Kings Canyon to be there, so I was really happy to see what really happens on a ceremony like that. And I attended the salute, they had a conference yesterday. It was well attended by citizens, and they set priorities as to what they would like to see in their community. And it's real good because they get input from the community as to what would they like to see in Orange County. Okay? Some of the areas that were brought up was better lighting in some of the areas of town, which this council agrees that we need to do a better job. Sidewalks, they were not aware that we're in the shopping center that's gonna have sidewalks all the way around the shopping center. In some of the areas, the St. Brooks to school, you know, we've been doing a lot of the curb and gutters and sidewalks like we did on 3rd Street, that's fully developed. People are very proud of that. So I'm really happy that the staff is doing a great job in making sure that we get the funding and taking care of those projects. So here again, I am a member of the new joint powers agreement. I represent the eastern part of the 5 counties. I am really proud to be a member, and we're getting ready to have this Thursday. We're having a meeting with all the supervisors and have a meeting to educate the community, some of the business community, and it's going to be informational for business community in Fresno at about 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. So I will be there, and I just want to say to everybody that'll be my dream to get a new dam built so that the future of our children in this community will have a future in Orange Cove, because water is going to be number one priority for all the citizens of the valley here. So that ends my report. We're going to go into closed session. A conference with labor negotiators, government code section 54957-6. Where it's a conference with labor negotiators, government code. Okay, city negotiators, Samuel Esquire, employee organization, union operating engineers, engineer local 39. Okay, we're going to closed session.